This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy cow, who sent me this? 12 of the funniest crimes that, believe it or not, were actually committed. Have you guys seen? Who sent me this? Which one of you guys sent me this? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. These are hysterical. These are absolutely hysterical. So let me give you some examples. Let's see. Number one, a couple discovered a burglar in their house after the burglar laughed at a husband's joke. Wow, that would be pretty unnerving. Imagine a guy hiding in the closet and husband comes home and tells a joke, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what was that? Oh, my goodness. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is probably what made him giggle. The guy was probably talking about something he heard on this very show and got that burglar to giggle. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Here's another one. Let's see. A man high on bath salts breaks into a house and puts up Christmas decorations. Wow, that's... I mean, would you really want him arrested? Especially if it was Christmas time. Wow. This one's pretty easy. A man reports thief stole his cannabis plant. He gets arrested. Oh, here's a fun one. A man's flatulence gets him charged with battery. West Virginia, a man charged with battery for farting on a cop. As if getting the DUI wasn't enough, a man arrested for driving under the influence got in a little more trouble at the police station. They tell where they stopped this guy. He said he failed the sobriety test. He was arrested. They were trying to get his fingerprints. He moved close to the officer and passed gas on him. The investigating officer remarked in the criminal complaint that the odor was, quote, very strong. Okay. A lawyer gets pizzas and other fast foods items delivered to his office after a stranger places the orders. Ooh, a woman beats her boyfriend because he, quote, finished before her. You guys get that one. Wow. She was 24, her boyfriend's 30, and says, that means she started hitting him because he, quote, finished early during their intimate time. I'll put it that way. Man breaks into a Pizza Hut and fries wings. He was drunk. This is in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He was 21 years old. He broke into a Pizza Hut and started making himself some wings. How about this? A son robs his mom because he thought he could only be charged with burglary if it was done at night. Huh. First of all, why do you rob your mom, Mr. Willoughby? No, he's from Willoughby. That's his name. What's his name? James Blankenship. Who does this? Robs your mother. Come on, James. You're better than that. What else we got? He was 22 years old. A man eats his own underwear hoping to beat a breathalyzer test. Wow. I wonder if he ate the crotchular region. I mean, really? Wow. Look, as I tell you these stories, think leftism. Think leftist. Okay? These are the people that do this. A woman tries to trade an Olive Garden salad for drugs. Yep, she went up to an undercover cop to give him an Olive Garden salad in exchange for some drugs. It's a good salad, but I don't think it's that good. Here's number 11. Romanian MP jailed for bribing voters with 60 tons of fried chicken. Florin Popescu handed out the vast amount of chicken to voters in an attempt to win another term as council leader. This was in 2012. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had done that in 2012? Chicken man, a black man giving bribing with chicken. Woo! Oh, how about this one? A man pawned stolen jewelry at a store managed by the woman he robbed. They write this. Some criminals are just dumb. Others have incredibly bad luck. 33-year-old Nathan Coleman of Immokalee, Florida, is the latter. Pulled off what seemed like a successful home robbery, made off with thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, but then made the cosmically doomed accident of trying to pawn off the stolen goods at a store managed by the woman who owned the home he had just robbed. Yeah. Walked into Marilyn's boutique and started showing the store manager the goods he was looking to sell, but then the woman realized they were suspiciously identical to items from her own jewelry collection. I don't even know, maybe, did she even know they were stolen at this point? Wow. Great story. Anyway, yeah, that was on the Odyssey Online. You can find those stories so people don't think I'm making them up. Interesting stuff. All leftism, by the way. It's funny, when you think, and I'm not saying conservatives don't do stupid stuff too, but not like this. I would even be willing to bet you that easily 10 of these 12 stories are avowed Democrat voters or progressive in their thinking, and it wouldn't surprise me if they all were. Now, the exception could be the woman who wanted to beat up her boyfriend because he didn't, quote, allow her to finish. You know, that's one of those that, you know, I could see a conservative woman being upset about such things as well. But there's very few exceptions. When you look at these types of crimes, this is what you get. But look, these are petty crimes in comparison to what Democrats are all about. We've been talking about it in the previous hour. We talked about the psychology of being wrong, and we're going to get into the epiphany of what happens after you figure it out. In other words, what happens when you figure out you've been lied to? You know, you've seen these stories of revenge, right? Where the girl finds out her boyfriend has been seeing other women or whatever, and then she gets him back by having him come to a restaurant where she's dating his best friend and that kind of thing. You know, you've seen these types of things. You know, what happens when that lie is, you know, is found out? It's foundational. It hurts to a level that, you know, nobody wants to deal with. And so that can create such an epiphany. As I tell people all the time, when somebody converts from being a Democrat to a Republican, whatever it was, whatever the catalyst was that drove that, those people become dogmatically against Democrats. And maybe that's why people think they need more care and attention. You know, the Sheriff Clarks or the Candace Owens or whatever. I still say people like me, who were never stupid enough to be Democrats or leftists, we are the real power brokers because there's nothing to convert. We're observational about it all. But anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How many things are on the minds of Democrats as we approach the midterms? The scandals, the stories. In whatever form. They may not be, pardon me, totally controversial, but they're definitely in the mainstream. For example, inflation. Inflation. We were at the grocery store the other day. There were twice... The price for something that we used to pay for, it was up 40%. Melissa goes, look at this. And I was looking, I was like, what? She goes, this used to be X amount. I went, what? 40% higher. Just the way it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You've got inflation. Biden blames everybody else. It is Bidenflation. We know it. You've got a stock market that is going down, down, down. All the money that was gained in the market, most of it, is pretty much gone from when Biden took off. Now, is that a barometer of will it go back up? It probably will go back up. But it is a barometer of how bad things are. When you get that freeze, it's there. And people are noticing. Because even if it is paper money, it's still money to you. When your portfolio has dropped 20-30% in a short amount of time, you're like, whoa. How many people pulled out of the market, said, you know what, put me in cash, put me in something completely different? I haven't touched on a fraction of the stuff. By inflation. We're talking about food. What about gas prices? Are you seeing the signs people are now posting on social media? $7.39 I saw for gas in California. I don't know if it, I don't think it was premium, but here's what I can tell you. Everything that was on the gas on the pump was over $7, whether it was diesel, regular, or premium. They were all over $7. I saw another that compared 2019 to 2020 to 2020, I'm sorry, 2020, 21, and 22. And it was striking. The price was $2 and something, then $3 and something, now $5 and something. You can't hide from this stuff. So what are the things that are going to be bothering the Democrats as we get closer to the midterms, and what are they trying? When I ask that question, I mean, what are they doing to deflect? Now, let me just give you some examples. One way to deflect was to blame everybody else. They blame Trump. They blame Putin. They blame Wu Flu. They blamed all kinds of stuff. Then they ignored it. They said, there's no real inflation. Then they admitted to it. Then they said, no, the inflation is actually good for us. You remember this? And it doesn't matter what it is. Let me ask you, are we talking about Ukrainian refugees and how many there are? Are we talking about the number of people who've died from reactions to Wu Flu? Are we talking about crime in the cities and the number of people who've died? Now, that's just the stuff that we should be covering, right? Things that are out there that are pretty important things. Inflation's pretty important. Lack of health care, pretty important. Supply chain issues, pretty important. People not working, pretty important. The inflation and what it's doing to people who are now having to make the choice between eating and getting their drugs, their prescription drugs, and a host of other things. Maybe they're having to make a decision of, do I get an operation? Can I pay that copay? These are the things that Democrats have to get up and face every single day. Problems created by them, things that they think they can try to cover up, and they can't do it. What are the other things bothering them? Polls. Polls drive, can you sell the lie? You can't sell the lie when the Pied Piper, the chief liar, the liar in chief, can't make you believe what you should now. In other words, when the Democrats used to tell you stuff, you'd go, okay, well, I guess it's true. I mean, I don't know. It was a talking point that was repetitive. Now you have Democrats going, you're not fooling me. What have they tried? So they tried all this blame game, deflect, etc. And then they said, oh, you know what? Let's leak the SCOTUS stuff. Let's see how that plays out. They did it. They're going to do something with Roe v. Wade. Now they're supposed to, the Supreme Court is actually supposed to be deciding on this. So they're telling us there could be riots. Is that going to be in their favor or not? If Roe v. Wade is given to the state, which it probably will be, because it should be, in a riot, who are they going to blame? Are they going to blame us? They can't. By the way, in 2000 Mules, do you know what they figured out? Who the people who were the mules? Do you know how they figured this out? It was members of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Are you aware of this? If you watch the movie, you probably are. Not good optics. These are the mules. I've got it under good information. A lot of these mules are going to get arrested. They're going to serve prison time. And we may be some of the people breaking the stories. I'm so excited about this. Anyway, going back to what have the Democrats tried? They tried this whole women's issue. Me too, me too. Oh, it's a right to choose, whatever. And you know what? How it backfired? Wu Flu. When women went, hold on, wait a minute, right to choose? I had to wear a mask. Some of you even made me get vaccinated. Even when I was pregnant, maybe I don't have as much control over my body as you've been leading me to believe. Oh, and by the way, it hasn't gone unnoticed on me that Hollywood's not paying for the Me Too. leftist men are not paying for Me Too. Oh, and I did notice that if it's my body, why can Will Smith come up and slap Chris Rock and get away with it? If it's his body, you want to talk to me about domestic violence? How about public violence against another person? See, it doesn't, you may not be calculating it that way, but people are thinking about all these things in these very curious ways, these things that don't make sense to them. And there's a big exodus happening because Democrats are aware and they're going, enough is enough. So they tried that. It didn't work. It stayed in the news cycle for a minute. Now, if the Supreme Court does finally go ahead and make a ruling about this, they're going to try to milk it a little bit more. It isn't going to go over any better. When they find out, oh, they gave it to the states. You know where the liberals live? In liberal leftist states. So they say, well, okay, well, I'll go to California or Massachusetts or Oregon and get my abortion. I won't get it in Texas or Oklahoma. Not exactly going to do what they needed to do. And it's compounded by all the things I told you a minute ago. What else did they try? Oh, we'll take this Buffalo shooting and we'll racialize it. And you know what you're saying? Racial schmacial. I'm not going to fall for it. And neither did their folks. Oh, he wrote a manifesto. He's a racist. So what? You know what? Gangbangers aren't writing manifestos as they shoot up black neighborhoods in Chicago and all over the rest of America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been an update to the Republican gubernatorial candidates in Michigan. Katie Lewis has a special report.
And then there were five. The Michigan Elections Bureau says 5 of the 10 Republicans running for governor failed to file enough valid signatures for their nomination. Those include James Craig and Perry Johnson, along with Michael Markey and Donna Brandenburg. In related news, Captain Michael Brown has taken himself out of the race. The Board of State Canvassers will meet Thursday to consider the Bureau's findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. The boat was carrying Honduran refugees. USA Radio News. The former Pennsylvania Attorney General is going to jail. Ken Burns reports.
The former Attorney General of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states that the policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, it is Washington, D.C. And Alita, you were actually in the courtroom. What was the atmosphere like? How did the jury react? What happened in the atmosphere right there in the courtroom when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton herself approved of this scheme?
We've all been watching this for days, and I plan on being there every single day to make sure I hear every bit of testimony. This was amazing. I never heard so many pens click and start immediately writing. I got reporters asking me for clarification. What did that mean? What did that mean? Are they in trouble? And I said, that was very big. That was very big. He just cut it right to the top. And thank you very much, Robbie Mook, for what you did today. Made it very clear there was a phone call. She paid Fusion GPS through her campaign, through her lawyers, and that she was actually told that there were papers provided that had not been verified, that she had not, and they said we had no DNS expertise. We just figured the media would take it and do their own vetting. Now, remember, the media that they went to was Slate. It was not the New York Times. It was not the Wall Street Journal, which maybe is a little bit more sophisticated. It was Slate. On top of that, this was the same time that she was deleting emails and that she was having her own problems with her servers. So she and her team have an October surprise. And this has been a real big theme by the Durham team. And it's exactly what happened. And then October 31st, ironically, she retweets Jake Sullivan's tweet that, oh, my God, cybersecurity, crimes. Trump has a server with Alpha Bank. Complete lie.
Yeah.
I play that clip not to enlighten you in any way, because we already know what we know. We know we knew Hillary Clinton was over the misinformation. We knew that the Democrats colluded with all of this. There you have it. Confirmation of what we already know. 2,000 mules. Did you really need to see it to get confirmation? Of course not. But it's good that we have geo-tracking, the digital footprint of these 2,000 mules, which for the record, there were probably 10,000 mules. That's what Dinesh said when I was with him a couple days ago, 3 days ago. I'm glad you guys are back. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we're covering psychology today. And the reason why I covered this might be a better Friday show in the sense that I'm not interested in how many people got killed over the weekend or what is the next, you know, leftist I'm going to clean it up, but peccadillo here. Whatever they do, what I want to talk to you about is how these people can deal with the psychology of being wrong and how you need to deal with it. And I told you in the first hour of this program, the broadcast today, three simple words to get the left to back off. You are wrong. That's what you tell them. You're a racist. You are wrong. What do you mean I'm wrong? You know, and you say, in fact, once you say you are wrong, you then immediately follow it with the statement that they gave you. When they say you're a racist, you go, you are wrong. You are the racist. That's how you do it. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. What it does is this. When you say to somebody, you're wrong, and you say it with enthusiasm, you don't go, you are wrong. You go, you're wrong. And they go, and there's this, what? You just called me wrong. I'm not used to people telling me that I'm wrong. And there's a chemical-ish thing that happens inside of them where they're like, whoa, and it's fight or flight. Now, either way, you win. They run away, you win. They want to fight. The next statement out of your mouth is whatever they said to you. I promise you folks, this works. They say, Kevin, you're a racist. You are wrong. You are the racist. And they have never been called this. They've never even contemplated the idea of their racism. That's why this is such a powerful tool. You're the racist. And when you say that, you say, how can you support the party that lynched black people? Now, I don't know if they'll know that or not. Hey, our party didn't lynch black people. It was the Republicans. Are you an idiot? You're racist? You know what? Let me compound what I said to you earlier. You are a racist and an idiot. Now you have two things. You got to go for it. Tell them everything they did. 386,000 white men, conservatives, Republicans, fighting against their white Southern brothers who wanted to keep black people in bondage, and you side with the bad guys. It all changed in the 50s, Kevin. All the Democrats became Republicans. You are wrong. You have no recollection of history. You don't know your racist history, you Democrat. See, that's what you do. You push it back on them. And let me tell you what eventually happens is they walk away. Because they can't get into a battle. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the paradigm of what I've been saying earlier. This idea of what if everything you knew was wrong, proven to be wrong. Then I discuss the psychology of being wrong. And we've all felt it. We've all been there. So here's what I want to ask you right now. What changed you? See, you changed into something. You've morphed. Were you a bad guy? Were you a bad girl? What? And I'm asking you this in the sense that at some point you had a come to Jesus meeting with yourself that said, I can't continue doing X. I can't continue being X. I can't continue whatever. Pick your verb in front of it. But you decided to change. Maybe it was picking bad boys. Maybe it was picking bad girls for relationships. Maybe it was business partners. Who knows? But at some point, you said, this is not working out for me. It's like Dr. Phil says, how's that working out for you? So when you watch Dr. Phil, you're watching leftists at work. You're watching people with problems, and their inability to solve them themselves creates a need for Dr. Phil to say, how's that working out for you? I was talking to an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, but I was talking to an acquaintance who was explaining to me the cyclic nature of the work that they do. I'm using it intentionally, not using he or she, but the work that they do. And my simple question was, what do you want out of the job? And this person could not tell me. And I said, well, then don't have an expectation of how they're going to perceive you at the job if you don't know what you want out of it. See, I could answer the question, what I want. Let's use my radio show. What do you want? I want maximum exposure for this show. Period. I need somebody who understands marketing, who takes this show and says, Kevin, I love what you do. I learned so much, and I want to help you achieve your goal. Remind me, what is your goal? I want maximum exposure for this show. I want people talking about this show every day. I want them retweeting it, quoting it, you know, pushing it out there in every way, shape, or form. And I want people to talk about the author and say, oh my gosh, man, Kevin Jackson said something so profound today. He made me think. He made me question myself. Things like that. I see it nothing more than teaching. It's a professorship. I've got tenure. Can't be fired. I can be taken down, but they can't fire me. I can still say what I say. So that's what I would answer. But there are people who don't know the answer. So guess what? If you don't know the answer, somebody's going to give you the answer. But what caused you to change from a bad boy or a bad girl or whatever it was? Did you find religion? Speaking of religion, the archbishop or somebody, maybe it's a cardinal, he's banished Pelosi to H-E double cricket socks. She cannot have communion. I was going to say reunion. She can't have communion. It's been done before, but the Democrats are like, how dare he do that? Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. He can do what he wants. She's pro-abortion. At least we have one person in the Catholic Church who's got the cojones to push back against these evil leftists. But again, I ask you, what was your epiphany? Did, whether it's on abortion or whether it's on tax policy or whether it's on Joe Biden or whether it's on Donald Trump, when was your epiphany? When did it hit home for you? An epiphany, they write, may change your life and most likely the life of people around you. Should have put the lives, but that's okay. It could be as simple as breaking a mental model, which could open many doors or neural pathways. Let's consider interesting examples. Allegedly, Albert Einstein was struck as a young child by being given a compass. And as a young child, he was struck by the unseen forces, rather, I should say, that made the compass move. And when we come back, we're going to delve into more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mind blown. Ever had your mind blown? I'm talking about just like, whoa, what just happened? I often quote Descartes, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape." I love that quote because it's so true. Once you come to a part of understanding something, I don't care whether it's how to get in from one room to the next in an escape room or a video game or something profound, something that stops you in your tracks and makes you reassess. It's called an epiphany. And people have them. They don't come often, because if you're living life and learning all the time, it's hard to have an epiphany. Anyway, I was talking about Albert Einstein, and they were in terms of discovery. And they said in 1905, after he spent an unsuccessful evening trying to reconcile Newtonian physics and Maxwell's equations, and he was taking a trolley car to his house, and he looked behind him at the receding clock tower in Bern, this is in Switzerland, and realized that if the car sped up close to the speed of light, he would see the clock slow down. With this thought, he later remarked, "A storm broke loose in my mind, which would allow him to understand special relativity." Einstein had a second epiphany 2 years later in 1907, which he called, quote, "the happiest thought of my life," when he imagined an elevator falling and realized that the passenger would not be able to tell the difference between the weightlessness of falling and the weightlessness of space, a thought which allowed him to generalize his theory of relativity to include gravity as a curvature in the space-time continuum. Inspiration struck. An epiphany. Something driving a bigger thought. Here's what they wrote in Psychology Today. "Throughout my research and discussions about epiphanies over the past couple of years, I get asked this question a lot. What do you mean by epiphany? Example. As I said in my book, everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Mutual of Omaha is talking about realizations and awakenings, and many times these are referred to as aha moments. But to me, the term is a little more casual and speaks more to everyday insights. But epiphanies, I mean major, life-changing revelations, things that have had the greatest impact on our lives." Now, why am I talking about this again? I'm talking about this because the Democrats have a lot of people who are having epiphanies. They have a lot of people who are starting to wonder, what's going on with this party? And it's starting to hit them, maybe financially. Bidenflation, gas prices. Maybe they're trying to get a home and they can't afford it. Maybe they want to sell their home, but they're concerned that they can't get another. And I don't know. But I tell you this, the best way to teach a leftist is when they have to face their demons, when they have to live their scandals. And that's exactly what's happening right now under Biden. The author of this article goes on to say, "It's been very interesting to notice that every single person I've talked to, whether the person has spiritual beliefs or not, speaks of these kind of moments with a sense of reverence. In fact, yesterday I watched Oprah disclose to the world that she just discovered she had a half-sister she had no idea about because their mother had hidden and denied it for the past 50 years. Oprah said several times with tears in her eyes that she had an epiphany upon leaving their mother's home after meeting and speaking with her about it. Her realization was that their mother couldn't fully embrace their daughter she had given up for adoption because she was carrying so much shame about it and couldn't let it go. Let me tell you the other epiphany. The other epiphany is that Oprah was saying to herself, this is the woman that raised me, and I can no longer trust everything that she says. I can no longer believe. Is there anything else you haven't told me? She didn't say that in the article, but I can tell you that. That's an important thing. I remember when we started getting involved with kids to get them adopted. And they would say to us, be sure to tell these kids, don't hide it from them that they're adopted. Tell them that of all the children you could have gotten, you picked them. And that was, and it is a good feeling if someone said that. I picked you. I didn't adopt you. You weren't discarded. You may have been discarded by your birth parent, but I chose you. Those are important words. Don't hide it from them. I had friends when I was younger. They didn't learn they were adopted until their teenage years. And they didn't like it. All this to tell you, there is a thing brewing out there. I don't know what to call it, but because it's, you know, it's not like it's some phenomenon that's happening in a single area. You know, like they found out some new revelation about drug use. This is just something that's brewing in the psyche of America that says, if you continue to lie to me, I'm going to have an epiphany. And I'm telling you, it would be one thing if it was the epiphany that, well, they lied to cover for Hillary. But that epiphany might be Biden's notebook, Hunter Biden's notebook. That epiphany could come by learning that it's Joe Biden that really is the big guy. That epiphany could come to learn that the Biden family really did extort and do things every time they were in another area of the world. Hunter was on task to do something for the family. And I could go on. It could be an epiphany for the Democratic Party that you find out that they really don't care about people. Back to Oprah. She said she realized her mother was stuck because of her shame and revealed that she recognizes because she also wants to carry the burden of shame for getting pregnant and having a baby. Oprah, the woman who basically coined the term aha moment, did not use that term in talking about this powerful and extremely personal story. To describe this profound and emotional moment of revelation about her mother, Oprah used the term epiphany. I think I agree. An aha moment is like, ah, I woke up to something temporarily. It was a little thing. But when you have an epiphany, it's life changing. Let me ask you this. Do you know a Democrat who switched? I know a bunch of them. And I always ask this question. And the reason I ask it is because I understand those moments of clarity. What happens when you hit that moment of clarity where everything comes into focus and you go, now I get it. Now I see it. That's the importance, and maybe that's why the people who flip are revered, because they will tell you, it was this moment that I knew. My good friend, Clarence Mason Weaver, Clarence said, Kevin, he said, man, I was up there, I was a rising star of the Democrats. He said, one day I woke up, he goes, I could have all the women, I could have the money. These people were touting me around like I was the next thing since the coming of Jesus. He said, and I woke up. And I thought to myself, in a moment of clarity, I don't believe a word of what I'm saying. I don't believe it. I wasn't raised this way. I don't feel this way. He goes, I dropped the Democrat Party right at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, this dude is amazing. He would be more well known than Cornel West, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and any of these other race pimps combined. This dude is I've told the story about Clarence. Every time I speak to this guy, I get a history lesson. I get more armament on being a conservative. Not that I need it, but it is a pep talk that you certainly wouldn't turn down. And people don't really know him on it because he's less known than Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and others, but he is just as profound, certainly to me. And I'm telling you, if he had stayed on the other side of this issue, he'd be filthy rich, but he dropped it all in a day because he had clarity. It was an epiphany that hit him. So I say to conservatives, fear not, folks. Fear not. Democrats are in big trouble. They had a mass exodus in 2020. They're going to have another one. Independents want nothing to do with them. And you also have what's happening to us as we get stronger in our faith as conservatives. So hang in there. It's going to be great news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.